From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. An Indian diplomat has left the U.S. after her arrest sparked a diplomatic row. Devyani Khopurkati was asked to leave the country after being indicted on criminal charges. India has now asked the U.S. to withdraw an official from its Delhi embassy in response. Ms. Khopurkati was arrested last month in New York, accused of visa fraud and underpaying her housekeeper. India had demanded an apology after she was handcuffed and strip-searched and refused to waive her diplomatic immunity. Washington correspondent Simon Mark says her departure avoids a further breakdown in ties.
Well, I think the perception from this side of the Atlantic is that Ms. Khopurkati reached the end of the diplomatic road as far as the State Department was concerned. It's absolutely clear that she was asked to leave the country. And when Americans went to bed last night, I think if they'd were expecting her at that point to try and tough it out and stay in the country, we would have been on a track where the United States government would formally have expelled her.
The interim president of the Central African Republic has resigned at a regional summit on ending recent violence in the country. Michael Djotodia seized power last year, and since then, as much as 20% of the CAR population has fled the fighting. Africa correspondent Leon Senyenge reports.
Michael Djotodia's resignation was announced in a statement by the 10-nation economic community of Central African states. It's reported Prime Minister Nicolas Tiengaye has also resigned. Mr. Djotodia was Central Africa Republic's first Muslim leader and had been resisting calls to step aside. Central Africa Republic's entire transitional assembly is in charge for a summit organized by regional leaders. Fighting between Christian and Muslim militias has continued since Mr. Djotodia and his Seleka Rebel Alliance seized power. The UN has warned of an impending humanitarian disaster in the country.
Lawmakers in the U.S. state of New Jersey vowed Friday to release more information in connection with a road closure scandal being dubbed as Bridgegate. Governor Chris Christie denies any personal involvement, but has fired a top aide in connection with the scandal. William Denzelow reports.
Further details into the George Washington Bridge scandal are expected Friday, with the State Assembly planning to post 907 pages worth of documents in connection with the case. Christie's office is accused of planning lane closures on one of the busiest commuter bridges between New Jersey and New York as part of a political feud. In a press conference on Thursday, presidential hopeful Christie denied any involvement in the scandal, but did admit to being, quote, embarrassed and humiliated by some members of his team. Christie could face potential legal action if the documents contradict his denial of involvement.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The U.S. unemployment rate has fallen to the lowest level since October 2008. But the U.S. economy added only 74,000 new jobs in December, far below expectations. Nick Harper has more from New York.
The data shows unemployment fell last month from 7% to 6.7%. The lowest level for more than 5 years. But if the headline figure suggests an improving economy, sifting through the data shows it was due to more people leaving the labour force through things like retirement or simply giving up looking for work. The participation rate fell to a 35-year low, matching a record set back in 1978. Add to that disappointing job figures. Only 74,000 new jobs were added in December, far below the 200,000 estimate. Questions now as to whether the US Federal Reserve was right to start reducing its stimulus program just before Christmas, and suggestions it may be forced to keep it in place for a little longer.
And a member of the International Olympic Committee, Gianfranco Casper, has strongly criticized the Russian government for its handling of the Sochi Winter Olympics. He said the games have been marred by corruption and accused the country's president, Vladimir Putin, of staging PR stunts to improve his image before the games. Anya Ardayeva reports from Moscow.
President of the International Ski Federation and the Swiss member of the IOC, Jean-Franck Casper, said one-third of the funds allocated to prepare for the Olympic Games in Sochi have been embezzled. Moscow has spent some $55 billion to host the Games, twice the budget of the London Summer Olympics in 2012. Those costs in Sochi are enormous and a bad example for future candidates. Most nations cannot afford it, Mr. Casper said. In an interview with Switzerland's SRF Radio, the IOC official said about $18 billion have gone to the pockets of officials or contractors who had access to the funds.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.